Thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. You are listening to a solo cast today, number 98, a short one. Well, you know what? I say that occasionally. This will be a short one or a shorty, and then they tend to be long. So disregard that, but it will be solo. I will be here by myself. As I'm creeping up to episode number 100, keep in mind that will be recorded, well, depending on when you're listening to this, it may have already happened, or if you are listening to this the day it comes out, it will be recorded July 20th, which is this Wednesday, a couple of days from now, at Big Daddy E's Barbecue, a sponsor of the show. BigDaddyE's.com is where you can find out information about them. They are in Chino Valley, on Butterfield Road, right off the highway. Check out BigDaddyEase.com for that information, or links right there on MileHighShow.com or on our Mile High Show Facebook page for what's going on there. We will be recording at noon, 12 noon on a Wednesday, so it's a play hooky from work day. Show on up. We'll be having a lot of fun, some live music, and some talking and some fun and some clowning around with some former guests, including the first guests to ever appear on the Mile High Show, Mr. Sky Conwell and Danny Romero. So they'll be playing a tune or two, and we will be chatting and talking about what's going on in and around town. So it's just a casual little lunchtime affair, so stop on in and have some fun. Now, over the past month or so, I've done a couple of things that I have not done before, or at least not in a long time. A few weeks back, my family and I took a vacation, an actual vacation. We went, escaped for a couple of days to Lake Havasu City, the Lake Havasu area, right near where California and Arizona hit, where Nevada hits. The three states all meet there in the Laughlin, Bullhead, Needles, and Lake Havasu area. Havasu is known for like spring break and big party town. That is not what we were there for. We were there just to get away a week or so after Memorial Day weekend. I had a job I had forgot about that I had done several months ago. Payment for that came in, and I honestly forgot all about it. So it was a little found money that we weren't expecting. So the three of us went away for a couple of days. Now, I cheated a little bit and left a little early just to get away and clear my head. It had been, it's been 2006 has been an odd year. It's been, or 2006. That's how odd it's been. I just lost 10 years. 2016 has been an odd year in that, it's been extremely hectic work-wise. The podcast is coming into full swing. I picked up some accounts on the photo end that were unexpected, welcome, but unexpected. And my son Anthony's starting kindergarten. It's just been hectic, and I am debating. I'm going through a lot of thought as to where I want to go professionally. If I will continue to pursue what I have done for the bulk of the last 35 years, that being photography. Oh, 10, 11 years or so ago, that has shifted from 98-99% photography to about a 60-40 split, 60% photography, 40% writing. And then I went through a couple of years where writing was the bulk of it. And now the broadcast, podcast, and social media that I'm doing for some clients is surpassing the photography in the amount of time I'm spending on it. And quite frankly, I'm enjoying that change. I'm not enjoying the photography as much as I had in the past. Now I go through. I'm going to slurp as I talk. I go through periods every few years, every 5 to 8, 9 years, where I just get burnt out. Through the early '80s, photography was everything I did. And then in the, I don't know, early to mid 90s, 93, 94. No, let's say it was 96. I got really burnt out. In 95, a very close friend of mine, a mentor, my boss, passed away, Mr. Jim Fashionell. I talked a little bit about him on a podcast with other photojournalists, several months ago. The tail end of that, if you look for the Tom Hood, Matt Hinshaw episode, the closeout of that was my recollections of Jim Fashionell. Soon after he died in 95, a year or so later, I kind of had it. I was burning the candle at both ends in many respects, both professionally and personally. That was soon after I got married, which was also in 95. And I just hit a wall where I kind of had it. I was really burnt out on a lot of ends. And I walked away from photography primarily as an occupation for a little bit. I went into the limousine business. I spent some time working in the security and investigation business, all the while still doing photography on the side. And then in about 2001, 2002, I went through a phase where I didn't pick up a camera for a few years. I was working many hours, more than full time, about an 80-hour week for a security and investigation company, and I just didn't pick up a camera for a number of years, from about 2003 or so until 2005, when I had moved to Arizona in 2004 at the a movement of my office from San Jose to the Arizona area into what was supposed to be a Prescott post. And that didn't work out, and I quit. And I took a job in local retail, and then that spun into a government job here in Prescott, Arizona. Anyway, off topic, which I do quite a bit. From about 2002, 2003, I didn't touch a camera. And in 2005, a coworker of mine who knew my history asked me to look over her portfolio, and I did, and realized I missed photography, and I missed photographing events and sports and things. And as I was going through her portfolio, explaining the good, the bad, and the ugly, she asked to look at some of my things. So I went through my files and I pulled out some old photos and a couple of old portfolios I had. And two things happened. She realized she was a long way from submitting a portfolio for publication, and I realized that I was long overdue. So I went back to the Photojourn business in 2005 locally through a couple of outlets here, local media, and continued to do that full-time up until 2013, when I tendered my resignation with local media here. But I still continued to shoot and photograph, and that transferred into a lot of writing over the 2005, 2006, 2007 and upwards years, more writing than photography. And then in 2013, almost exclusively writing and managing social media, doing a little broadcasting, and in turn starting this podcast. So it happens. I just get burnt out, and I get fed up with looking through camera lenses, and I'm to that point again. It happened in the early 2000s. It happened again in 2013, and I'm to that point now where I really don't want to do that anymore. I'm not sure if this will be a permanent move. I don't know if this is just me fed up and venting and tired and wore out and dropping screwdrivers on my desk. But I think I'm to that point. I think I'm ready to hang it up again, and not 100%, but probably not shooting professionally anymore, just because I'm tired, and I really enjoy taking pictures still. I just don't like doing it when I'm supposed to. I like doing it for fun and not having to produce images, but producing images because I want to. There's a big difference. And who knows? Maybe in another few years I'll want to pick it up again. But I think I'm done. I have a few commitments through 2016 and through 2017 that I, of course, will continue to complete and to honor. But I probably will not be taking on any additional new photo assignments or photography clients. So, not that they're banging down my door to sign contracts, but I think I'm done. And in my roundabout way, that's what I was thinking about on that first little vacation in right after Memorial Day. I left a little early, took my motorcycle from Chino Valley into Lake Havasu, so I can have some quiet time in my head as I rode out. My wife and son joined me later that evening. And then on the way home, 3 days later, 2 days later, I did the same. And I took the long way home, just cruising in and out of different little off-ramps and side roads, and thought and thought and thought and tossed some things around my head. And I didn't know really what I wanted to do. And then 2 weeks ago, the tail end of June, we went on another planned vacation. Now, the reason I say we don't do that often is we hadn't had a full-fledged, no-work-involved vacation in many years, about 11 years. Whenever we do go somewhere, it's for an assignment, typically a photo assignment, where I will tack on an extra day before or after, and we'll make a little mini vacation out of it. But we hadn't gone on a non-work related trip in about 10 years. So that little 3-dayer to Lake Havasu, and then in June, the last week of June, we went to California for a little over 2 weeks, about two weeks and a couple of days. And that was lots and lots of hours on the road out. We drove out and we drive nonstop in the middle of the night. And I ran through different scenarios and different ideas in my head. And I think that's where I solidified the idea that I do not want to do photography as a job anymore, at least for the next near future. So I'm going to concentrate on, again, taking care of the jobs that I have. A couple of clients, one client specifically who is utilizing me not so much, well, a combo of photography and writing and other things, but more of the writing end. So I'm going to concentrate on that. I have a couple of manuscripts floating around in my desk drawers and on computer hard drives that I've never quite finished. I will start working again on those, and I will concentrate on producing this podcast more and better, getting some more guests, some better guests, some better conversation. Not to say my guests haven't been they don't need to be improved, but my interviewing technique, my skill, my job with those guests needs to improve. And I know that you don't need to write me and send me texts and emails and comments on Facebook. I already know that. So I will work on that. I will hone my skills. While we were gone in California, I did a lot of things. We did a lot of reminiscing, a lot of visiting. I visited some of my old haunts and spent some time with some family members we don't get a chance to see very often. Got a chance to sit down and have dinner with my old friend Ron Pitts and his wife Tammy and their two daughters, Amanda and Taylor, who we just got a chance to have dinner and a little conversation with them. That was a lot of fun. I got a chance to see Ron for the first time in about 20 years last fall when he visited Arizona, and we repaid the favor, or maybe punished him, I'm not sure, punished him by visiting him and his family while we were in California. His daughter, Amanda, a musician and college student, is attempting to start her own podcast, so who knows? Maybe I'll have her on as a guest here at some point. Visited some spots in San Francisco that I hadn't seen in a long time. We went We cruised through. It was already dark. We didn't get out of the car, but we did drive through Golden Gate Park. We didn't have the opportunity to stop. It was an unplanned visit, but I hadn't been there in many years. The last time was maybe 12, 13 years ago when I went over to the Rose Garden and the Duck Pond to, and I guess I can say this now, the statute of limitations I'm sure has long since passed, but in 1988, myself and a couple of family members and a good family friend went into the Rose Garden at the Duck Pond in Golden Gate Park to scatter my father's ashes after he passed. You're not supposed to do that if you didn't know. You're not supposed to go to a city park and scatter somebody's ashes. But I am going to assume and hope and bet that the statute of limitations on that has gone. I'm not going to lie to you. Even just driving through, it was a little emotional to just toss through my brain all the memories and emotions that I tend to keep bottled up at times. But in 88, I was there to scatter his ashes. I did go back. I kind of made it a little pilgrimage every year in April, the month he died, to go back and visit that spot. And I did that every year until I moved out here in 2004. So I was out there in 04, did not make it back in 05, and hadn't made it back until this past trip. So, and I'm not much of a sentimental, well, I guess I am sentimental. I'm not much of a ceremonial type of a person. I didn't feel it any need to visit his resting place because I would be happy to sit down and discuss this with you in depth on a personal level, but I have my own ideas, my own beliefs as to what happens to the dead, and I do not feel as though anybody is watching me or looking down on me or sharing that experience with me other than those that are there. So it was a strictly selfish and personal reasons why I go there to reflect. And I was to a point where I didn't feel I needed to be in a specific geographical location to do that anymore. But this trip, I it was just something nice to do. And I had a nice little drive through the dark as I cruised through Golden Gate Park. So that was an interesting thing to do. We spent a lot of time in Santa Cruz near the beaches and the boardwalk as a kid growing up. My grandmother lived there in Santa Cruz, and my father would take us as a family and us as kids there quite a bit. And I used to go hang out there in and after high school with friends, and I hadn't been there in a long time. I hadn't been to the shores in Santa Cruz in many years, had not been on that boardwalk in well over 15 years. And I will tell you, it has changed a lot, but we were there with my nieces and nephews and brothers-in-law and my sister and her kids. And I will tell you, it was they all went off and played peewee golf there at the miniature golf in the boardwalk, and I took that opportunity to let them all go play a group of 12, 14 of them, and I wandered the boardwalk alone again. It was a time for me to sit back and think of many years and many trips there with my father when we had a good time and hearing him scream and holler on that Giant Dipper wooden roller coaster. So it was a trip spent with a lot of good memories. We also did a little trip, and it was fun spending those and showing my son, my little 6-year-old, some of the places where I went when I was his age. I don't think it had the impact on him that it will when he's older, when he's a little grown up a little bit. But we were able to snap some pictures and have a good time. We also visited the Berkeley Pier. in Berkeley, California, where my dad and mom both used to take us fishing as kids and spending the night on the shore and on the pier, catching fish and bullhead and shark and whatever else we can catch out there. I caught a duck out there one time. That was not my finest moment. And screaming when we saw big rats. We didn't see rats this time. We didn't fish this time. But in my childhood, I was terrified of those huge wharf rats that you would see. They were the size of cats. And I was terrified. My brothers would tease me because I was screaming and hollering like a child. I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and these rats were half my size. I did not enjoy the rats. But I did enjoy the time spent with my family in the middle of the night as we froze and shivered and took naps and then and would have fun out there fishing. And I got to do a short little visit with my wife and son to the area where I spent my childhood. There were some family members and old friends, old running buddies of mine that I was able to get in touch with text and phone call, but I didn't get to see in person. Just for time wise, we didn't get a chance to. But that wasn't the purpose of the trip. I will try and get out there again, folks. Jeff and Bobby Garcia and some others that I didn't get a chance to see, Dave Leeson. I do want to see you guys. We needed to spend some time with some family, specifically my brother-in-law and his two kids, and my other brother-in-law, his wife, and their two kids. It was a chance for Anthony really to get to spend some time with his cousins. That was important to me. It was important to Sandra, my wife, and it was definitely important to Anthony for him to get a chance to really bond with his cousins, who are a couple that are a little younger than him and a couple that were a few years older than him. He's right in the middle of them. And we felt that was very important at this stage of his life to make that connection with those aunts, those uncles, and those cousins. So that's what our main concentration was. He also got to spend some time with his much older cousins, Zachary and Elliot. If you look at recently we had an episode. No, it wasn't last week's. It was the week before that. The Yamamoto brothers, those are Anthony's older cousins who we spent some time with. We spent the entire July 4th weekend with them. And Anthony has two new heroes in his life, Zachary and Elliot Yamamoto, who know all things superheroes and Transformers. So they are gods in his young 6-year-old eyes, and good kids to boot. Last week's episode was I pulled a full blown bonehead move. Steve Tavares of the East Bay Citizen Show and I what in my opinion was one of my best podcasts while we were sitting out on a cafe in Alameda, California, and had a ball. And then we were going to pick it up the first half, 45 minutes or so, and then finish it out at a spot he enjoys hanging out at right there overlooking the water. And as we got to the second part, I realized I had not hit record for the entire first 45 minutes or so of what I am convinced was probably the best podcast I had ever recorded. We had a lot of fun afterwards that we did get in the machine, but that first 45 minutes of spontaneous goofery, and yes, that will be a word, goofery, was lost forever, unfortunately. And I will tell you, that cannot be captured again. If you haven't heard Steve's podcast, East Bay Citizen Show, there are links to it in on our show and through our Facebook page. So check it out. It's a fun time with politics. Politics, definitely not my favorite subject, but He has fun with it, which makes it enjoyable to listen to. So thank you, Steve, for spending some time with me. Thank you, all of our family, for spending time and allowing us into your house and letting us demolish your yards and your living rooms over the past couple of weeks. And thank you for listening to 98 episodes of this. Is that what I said we were on? I don't even remember. We're creeping up on 100, so come join us in a couple of days, July 20th, at Big Daddy E's in Chino Valley at 12 noon, where we will have some fun, some music, and if you're looking for a photographer, look elsewhere. I will be fulfilling the jobs I have locked up, but I will probably, you know what, I may change my mind again next week, who knows. But I am going to concentrate more heavily on, like I said, my existing clients, taking care of them. I'm in a long-term commitment on one of them, and I am going to be concentrating on bringing you better interviews and continue to bring you more and more interesting guests. I have touched base with a couple of nationally touring comedians who will be joining me in coming months, some restaurateurs, some musicians, and some just downright interesting guests, a couple of people on the political front that you may be interested in hearing from, both local, county, and statewide. And who knows what's in store for the Mile High Show for the next 100 episodes. Or I may decide I'm burnt out of that and give that up too. Who knows? Who knows what is in store for me and my microphone. But anyway, that's our episode brought to you today by Big Daddy E's Barbecue, BigDaddyE's.com, and also Amazon. Use the Amazon button at MileHighShow.com to do all your online shopping. Amazon knows you got to them through us. It's no extra cost to you. No more muss, no fuss, no extra cost, but it does give us a little thank you every month when you use the Amazon link at MileHighShow.com to do all your online shopping. So continue to do that. Look for us out and about over the next few weeks as we travel into Prescott again. Far From Folsom is up and running. We've got a couple of shows planned for there. The old Brick and Bones, the old Coyote Joe's. It is now the brand new and improved Far From Folsom, a Johnny Cash-themed restaurant and music venue. Also, El Charro Norte, we will be recording there. In Chino Valley, they have music there every Saturday. And of course, Big Daddy E's Friday afternoons, beginning at about 4:30, some of the best singer-songwriters you will ever hear. And you can find out information about all that at milehighshow.com. Use that Facebook link, and we repost original content, pictures, photographs, videos, and sharing the posts of all the entertainers and venues in and around the Prescott and Prescott Valley and Chino Valley area. So thanks for listening, and thank you for the continued support. I am looking forward to my next venture, which at this point looks like it might be the Mile High Show podcast. So oh, and don't forget, if you guys have suggestions on guests or venue locations where you would you think it would be fun to record, info@milehighshow.com. Again, info@milehighshow.com. And please use the links on our website to take you to our iTunes page. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. So check us out, especially that iTunes link. Give us a review. Give us a rating. It would be much appreciated. So thanks for listening. Oh, intro and outro music today was Oatmeal by Sky Conwell, Sky Daddy and the Pop Rockers.